morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? How's your week going so far? Getting off to a great start? Hey, congratulations. Here you are again listening to this Morning Connection podcast. The commitment that you made to yourself, one more day, you're following through with this ritual, this daily discipline that you've decided is something that you need to do to fill your mind with the thoughts that will stimulate action to get you to where you really want to go in your life. This is our daily ritual, me and you connecting in this manner. You're building that trust in yourself that you're following through. You're building trust in some small, slight way. You're building trust in other people. Because every time you click this link in the morning and you get into your pattern, you download it, and you're in your pattern of listening to this Morning Connection podcast in this designated time of your day because you're disciplined and structured, you're building trust in other people. Because I came through. I came through again every morning doing what I said. And little by little, that helps you think, wow, people will come through. I can plan my day around other people coming through. And that Skip guy over there, wherever he is in the world, you know, he volunteered. He said he was going to do this podcast for me. I know how beneficial it is to me. And he came through. And so what does that mean? That means that you just need to be more discerning. You need to be more selective and find more people in your life like me who will come through instead of just relying on yourself and thinking you're going to get through this life and have this great quality of life all by yourself without putting your faith and trust in other people. Because you've been let down in the past. Who hasn't? We all have, right? Again, I say it over and over and over again. The key to having the quality of life that you want will be in the relationships that you develop. And they can't develop on your own terms. Especially if you kind of know you got some issues in the past that you're working through. Hell, I know what you're going through. I've been there too, brother. I'm still going through it. I still fight those thoughts. I have just figured out that I must change. I must change my thoughts to get to that life that I really want, to have that real connection, intimacy, teamwork, in business, in friendships, family, relationships. I had to change. I have to continue to change to understand it may, whatever happened in my past, whatever happened with other people that made me go into my little hole and just depend on myself, that's not true of everybody. And when I become more selective and discerning, and when I know what I want, right? If I know what I want, then I will surround myself with the people who are headed in that same direction. That's really what I want to talk about in this podcast. But you're building trust in yourself. You're building trust in other people every time you listen to this podcast. So many different people, so many different blogs, so many websites, and you're taking the time to listen to me. I appreciate that. I'm flattered by that. And as you can tell, I take this stuff really seriously. I will not let you down. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, my most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Whether you want to get big and huge muscles, lose that body fat, get a ripped six pack, or you just want to be healthy, I've got something to help you, along with the great training advice that I give on SkipLaCour.com, all the great nutrition advice that I give on SkipLaCour.com, and on Bodybuilding.com, my thread on Bodybuilding.com. If you're listening to this on iTunes, or you're on SkipLaCour.com, or Facebook, my Facebook page, a couple links on this podcast, you'll get over to that Bodybuilding.com thread where I've answered hundreds and hundreds of questions. There's more podcasts like this, and ones that deal with specific bodybuilding and training, working out strategies. There's videos. Man, I'm analyzing other people's training technique. Go check out my thread on the bodybuilding.com forum. And again, if you're on iTunes, you're on Facebook, go to my Skip LaCour website, click where this podcast is, and you'll get a link over there. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. And again, thank you for committing yourself to getting the information and inspiration that you need, the training advice, the cardio advice, the nutrition advice, because all the great supplements in the world aren't going to work unless you put it all together. You're not going to take some magic pill, no matter how great the quality of it is. You're not going to take some magic pill. It's not going to do all the work for you. And so that's why I present to you the total package, everything that you'll need to have that physique that you really want. Thank you for supporting those of you who are really dedicated, really focused on getting to the next level and getting that specific information and inspiration that you need to make that happen. Those of you who are already enrolled in Results University, you know the power of that focused information that I give you in my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course, getting you from point A to point B in the shortest period of time. Big shout out to all the Results University students. Awesome job. Keep it going. Keep on sending me those emails too. Hey, let's go through our daily discipline, the questions that I ask you every single day to stimulate thought. And not just thought, those thoughts will stimulate action to help you get what you want in life. And not just a great body. Heck, I'm going to do whatever I can to help you do that too. But we want more. What's brought us together here, why you're listening to this Morning Connection podcast every morning, is because you want more than just a great body. You're more than just muscles. You're making your man formation. You're becoming the total package, both inside and outside the gym. So let's go through our daily rituals. What was that thing that you did yesterday, right? That with all your high standards, with everything you got going on, fill up your day with all the busy work, all the things that you know you must do. You've stepped up many, many times in the past. You've accomplished a lot of awesome things. And now every single day isn't going to just be filled with some awesome accomplishment that so you do high fives and touchdown dances, right? Because you accomplished something just totally amazing. Every day is not going to be like that. But every day in some small way, you'll push yourself past what you thought you were going to do, even though you knew you should have done more. And I don't know, it could have been, you know, kicking it into a higher gear on your last 5 minutes of cardio, you know, going back on the bar, you're about to do a set, and you know that's what you did last week, and so you decide to put 5 more pounds on the bar, because you know, if I think it, I must do it, and then you did it like a champ, right? Let's take that outside of the gym. You wanted to wrap up your day early, your work day, but you said, hey, this is not who I am. I'm going to sprint all the way to the end of my workday. And you could have not started that project, but you had a half hour left of work and you got it out and started anyway, which this morning when you get to it, it's all organized and ready to go, right? You pushed past, you know, those initial feelings of holding back because you knew that's what you needed to do. Maybe if you have your job and your career and you have these plans on achieving more than that, you want more for yourself and you're putting together your own business plan for you're going to be an entrepreneur, right? You're not going to work for somebody else forever, right? And so you have this plan and you just a little bit past, even after your big long work day, you put in just a little bit of extra time to help piece your dream together, just one little step at a time, right? What was it for you yesterday where you just sucked it up, pushed out more, and you created that confidence in yourself? You built your self-confidence. You did something to impress yourself. Again, confidence comes from when you continually do things, big things, small things, right? Things that are in between that impress you, not other people. You're not doing them and, hey, let me post this on Facebook so everybody can see it and they can like it and comment. You know, picture or it didn't happen, right? You know, who cares, right? You're not doing this for other people. When you do something big, small, somewhere in between that impresses even you, who cares if it would impress, you know, whoever, that big, giant achiever, right? Who cares if it would impress them? And you know what? Who cares if it would impress that person that maybe is a slacker in your opinion, maybe isn't really pushing themselves, maybe they have no idea what they're capable of and they're selling themselves short. Who cares if what you did yesterday, that thing, would even impress them? It's all about if it impresses you. And you can't bullshit yourself. You know what you're really capable of. It's, do you step up or step back? So what was that thing that built self-confidence that you did yesterday? And then I always tag on the second question. Now that you're in the groove, you're in the habit, you're in the discipline of listening to this Morning Connection podcast, and you're in the habit of thinking about this, answering this question every time I ask it first thing in the morning, right? Did you know it right when you did it yesterday? Did you say, hey, this is that thing that really impressed me. I'm glad that I did it. It's so important when you're winning the game, even your smallest victories, it's so important that you realize it while you're doing it. So many people, they've been taught to, I don't even know how good I am. Golly gee, shucks. That's no big thing. And they've been convinced that that's humility. That's something powerful, right? And if you really think about it, that's something that other people determine if you're humble, if you're centered, if you're grounded. That's some outwardly driven motivation, right? That's for other people to judge based on where they are in life, right? I'll tell you, a super achiever, a guy who just kicks ass and takes names and he's been doing it for years, you know what? He may not be impressed by anything you do because that's the standard that he has lived by for whatever reasons for years, right? You may be saying, look, walking around proudly because of all, you know, all the things that you accomplish. You know, he's not going to be threatened. He's not going to think that, wow, that guy's cocky. He's going to go, hey, awesome job. Hell, you can do a lot more. That's what a person who is a high achiever would probably think because he's done what you've done times 100, right? He's not going to see it that way, right? But a lot of people tend to think what the lowest common denominator the people would think, right? The people, will they be threatened by whatever it is you accomplish? And I'm not talking about necessarily telling everybody. I'm talking about that you should be able to accept, appreciate every step along the way when you're accomplishing these things, when you're winning. That's what builds momentum, and it gives you the courage and confidence and the initiative to do more and more and more. That's how you build confidence, and when you have that confidence, that's when you build that quality of life that you want. So you should start, if you haven't already, know these things right when you're doing them every single day. And hopefully, at the end of the day, you might go, wow, I did so many things. I did these three things that impressed me today. Which one's going to be the most impressive thing, right? How can I single it down to just one thing that impresses me the most? I did three things today. Man, that's when you know you're winning this game. And then the second question that I ask is, what was that cool moment when life just seemed, wow, life is good. It could just be a little thing. You know, for me, one of my guilty pleasures is to binge watch, you know, some of these TV shows that I never really saw while they were popular, I saw them in pieces, right? And so yesterday on my cable channel, the Sopranos season 5 became available, you know. Like I said, I binge watch the Sopranos when it comes on, so it's like I watch all these shows in a very short period of time, and then I got to wait the whole other half of the month for them to release the next season, right? So for me, that little cool moment, again, it doesn't have to be something huge. It doesn't even have to be something that you accomplish or you've earned or achieved. But for me, that was kind of cool. Right? Oh, cool. I get to watch the new season of Sopranos. Today is a day that it becomes available, right? You know, life is, the more fun you can make, the better it's going to be. Are you noticing all these cool moments? And what was it for you? Right? What was that cool moment for you? Then one other little question that I've thrown in to our daily disciplines every single morning is, hey, what's that thing in life that you really want? That achievement, that accomplishment, that experience? Are you thinking of one? When I ask these questions, is just like you listen to that, hey, that's a good idea or that's a stupid idea or whatever? Or do you really take the time to get your mind to open it up just for 5 seconds? You know, whatever. Nobody's around. Nobody knows what you're thinking about. It's just you and me on this podcast. I'm talking in your ear, whether you're at the gym, driving to work, sitting around the house, whatever. It's just you and me. You can let your mind be free and dare to dream. What was that? What's that thing that you really want? Take 5 seconds right now. And every single day during this podcast, make it a little bit more bright, more colorful. Add some sound to it, some dimension. Add the people that you love to it. Make it more colorful, bright, texture, flavor, sound. Make it bigger. Visualize, right? That thing that you really, really want, whether it's that body that you really want, that achievement, that accomplishment, that experience. You know, I don't know, maybe just an intimate type of relationship with somebody, something maybe that's what you've been chasing or you really, really want. Maybe you're frustrated with that a little, right? Maybe it's with your body, so it's having that body, that one that you really, really want. Not, oh, I'd just be so happy if I were just to lose this little bit of fat. No, what's the body that you really want? What's the achievement that you really want? What's the level of success in your business and the income that you really, really want, right? Heck, just you and me, 5 seconds. Just close your eyes and think about that. I'm doing that right now, too. I got my thing in my head. Every single day, it's getting brighter and crisper and clearer. It's that thing in life that you really, really want. All right, let's see. We're on podcast number 73 right now. By 100, man, this picture should be so bright and clear in your mind. All right. You know what? Today, I realized something about myself. I realized something about myself is that how much my thinking is changing. All right? Older guy like me, been around the block a few times. It's kind of surprising me, you know, how much my thinking is changing. But if I was, I don't know, 22 years old, if someone would have said, hey, what's life going to be like at this age or that age? Then I would have thought, man, you're out to pasture. Hopefully you accomplished and did everything that you really wanted to do because, man, it's set. Your thinking's set. Man, it's downhill from there, right? And some of you young guys out there going, yeah, that's probably true, right? But I'm just amazed how, especially these last couple of years, you know how much my thinking has changed and grown and it's developed and new. Man, it's very exciting for me, this mental and emotional growth that I'm going through. And it's kind of like ironic, because of those years and years and years of focusing on the physical growth, right? And it feels awesome. And what I just want to impress upon you is, man, just get used to the feeling of continual growth and excitement. And you know, and it's never going to end. If you think like right now, I don't know, you could be 25 or 35 and think that you should have everything down. You know, welcome the challenge of the game, the jigsaw puzzle, the combination lock of, you know, going through those pockets of time of bigger growth, you know, no matter what age you're at. It's all about making this day forward the best ever, being in the best mindset, taking that positive action, not just feeling good, but actually taking action. And the thing that I'm finding myself thinking differently from the masses, I guess the reason why that's significant to me and my situation is because, see, I don't see myself as this guy who, hey, what everybody else says, I'm thinking the opposite. I'm a rebel. I'm an iconoclast. Man, I march to the beat of my own drummer. Nobody tells me what to do. I got a mind of my own. I make the rules. I don't break them. I've never felt that way in any way, shape, or form. All right? As a matter of fact, my upbringing, I had very strict parents growing up. For whatever reasons, I mean, conformity was like their number one, whether they did it intentionally or unintentionally, that was very, very important to them. The rules, 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 rules. Couldn't even think about thinking about breaking the rules. They'd be on you. And, you know, house full of kids, that's important just for the whole team, the whole family to work. You couldn't have all these rebels and all this breaking of tradition and pattern structure had to be in line. So I understand. And that's something, you know, very interesting, you know, for me, you know, with my baby daughter. It's like, how do you teach them how to work into society, be a team player, you know, get along with other people, yet at the same time, keep your individuality, right? Go for what you want and not just fall into the groupthink, right? The groupthink. So, you know, my, this way of thinking that I'm noticing, and, you know, I guess maybe I'm selling myself a little bit short if I look some of the path that I've taken in my life. Obviously, it's not how the masses think. It's just that I guess I just don't see myself as this radical thinker, right? And I certainly don't think of myself as, hey, whatever everybody else does, I must think differently. You know, there's a lot of people out there like that. They have to be mismatches. The way, if that's what everybody thinks, they're just going to automatically think the other way. And it's really, if they realize it or not, it's because that's their identity. That's where they get their significance, is to be different, right? It's kind of like if you, you know, have two kids, you've heard this, and maybe this is your situation growing up, right? And the one kid is the great kid that always does what the parents says. They can always be trusted and relied upon, and they've been anointed the good kid. Well, then you have a second one coming along, and, you know, they don't feel that they understand that their sibling has that market cornered, right? It's going to be really tough to be the good kid with such competition from their sibling. And one of these needs we have as a human being is to become an individual, to be different, special, unique in some way. And, you know, so that second kid will just be the unruly one, just to be different, just to have a different identity, to be special, to get their attention and not compete with the other one, right? You've heard that before. Maybe you've witnessed that. Maybe you're one of the two in those situations. I certainly don't see myself as a person who thinks differently, just to think differently. Other thing about me is that I went to 12 years of parochial schools, had the nuns and all the strict, and the priests and, you know, all that strict private school type of process too, which good structure, good foundation, good way to mix in with society. Didn't necessarily, although this could have been my experience, didn't necessarily stimulate that individual way of thinking. But again, that could have been, you know, what was enforced in the home, and then I took it to my my education and that whole school structure, all right? But what I'm saying is that, like, more and more I'm seeing, like, what other people think. I just can't help but think, hey, that's not the way that it works. After these years on the earth, everything I experienced, and me thinking that way too, that's really not how it works. And, you know, I posted something on my Facebook page this morning, you know, here on October 23rd. And I just want to hear what your thoughts, people in the fitness industry, those of you who are really dedicated to your bodybuilding and training, what are your thoughts? Because, you know what, I used to think that way too. And I think it's a really sensitive subject. I'm writing a book that deals with, you know, the big issues, I believe, you know, my truth that come along with all this bodybuilding training and the structure all involved. I don't really want to get into that right now because, again, it's an involved subject. It's a passionate subject, and it really deserves a lot of time and dedication. It needs to be, you know, presented in a way for results, not just to say things. So, you know, that's what my book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, My Pain is Your Gain, is all about. But, you know, during this podcast, I just want you to think about something. This may be one of those things that you may reject right now. It may be something to go, hey, of course, that's right. You know, that's the way that I think. That's the way I live my life. Or it may just be food for thought, so to speak. And then later on, it may be something that you say, wow, I really get that now. Right? It's very important who you spend your time with. All right? And you've heard me say this, if not everyone on the planet say something like that. But you know what? Yeah, if you're out of shape, all right, you don't make fitness priority, eating a priority, and I'm assuming that you really, 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 okay, not just talking, you really want to get in shape, right? So you're out of shape and you want to get in shape, right? You know, you can't spend most of your time talking to, listening to, reading from the thoughts and opinions of other people who are going through the challenge and, you know, haven't figured it out yet how to make it work. All right. So they're at your level or even lower. Just, you know, I've talked about life is it's a puzzle. It's a game. It's a challenge. It's a combination lock that the people who are the most flexible and determined and tenacious that keep on trying different ways, those are the people who become the select few who actually make it to the other side and achieve success, the success that you may want, right? Maybe fitness is your thing. All the people around you, your family, they just haven't figured out this fitness thing. And you know, right? You know that, yeah, the training and eating strategies are important, but it's really that mindset, right, that you focus on it, you think about it, you follow through. When you get knocked down, you keep on going, right? They don't understand, right, that it's a mindset more than anything else. It's not the strategies, and they're focused on the strategies. More than anything is you hear them talking, again, if fitness is your thing, right? You hear them talking about, oh, it's impossible, my metabolism, my age, you know what? After the age of 27 and a half, your testosterone level goes down to nothing, or whatever they happen to say, right? And they talk and build momentum and get support. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the way I feel. That's the way I feel, right? So if you want to get in shape, if you're struggling, you can't figure it out yet, and you're really determined to get there, you can't hang around people who are in the same challenge, who are just as clueless as you, you know, who maybe some of them are, they want it, but they just can't figure it out. They're all halfway giving up, right? You can't be in that groupthink. That's pretty obvious, right? Okay? Because all you're going to do, they're going to just reinforce all the cluelessness, is that a word, that you have, right? They're just rehashing your same challenges. You need to be around people who have figured it out. And when you get around those people who have figured it out, it's not going to seem logical to you. Why? Because you don't know how to do it. Right? You got to shut your mouth, open your mind, and just observe. Listen to. Just be in the company of people who have achieved of what it is you want. And it's going to seem so counterintuitive to the way you think. And all your other buddies who haven't figured it out. Right? And it may take weeks or months or years for you to get it. And then you'll be one of those people, those few people on the other side that get it. And it seems effortless to them. And you'll be listening to all the people who are struggling and commiserating with each other. Oh, this is just impossible. Right? But you have to sometimes just sit there in patience and quit resisting it and quit fighting for where you are and finding support in other people who can't figure it out. All that's going to do is keep you there, right? okay, when it comes to fitness, that's pretty darn obvious, right? You may, even if you're not in shape, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have a good idea of fitness. Maybe this is something that you've mastered. You know what I'm talking about all the people who complain that it's impossible and they blame, I don't know, genetics or their conditions and whatever. Maybe you wanted to say to them, what's your excuse? Whatever, right? Okay, so that's an easy one. Here's one. If you're poor, you're broke, you're financially strapped, right? And let's say you want to make more money. You want to have more options. You want to become rich, right? You are able to dare to dream that, say, hey, life is short. I can do this. I'm smart enough. It'll bring me a lot of options. I can do this, all right? So look, I'm not telling anybody what they should or shouldn't want in life. All I'm saying is if you're poor and you're broke, right, and you want to be rich or more wealthy or better position or whatever, right? You can't hang around other people who are broke, can't figure it out, or frustrated, that start adopting ways, you know what? Money isn't important. Money isn't important. Money is 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 important. And then you wonder, well, why don't I have money? Because you've told yourself 5 million times that money isn't important. And all the people around you say that over and over and over again. Right? And I'm not telling you, you can decide whatever the hell you think is important to you. All I'm just saying is, if you really want to make to the other side, you don't want to commiserate with people who can't figure it out. Well, you know those people with money. They're no happier. They're worse off than us. They hate their life. They're miserable. So funny. Whether it's on Facebook or whatever, I throw out questions and everything. It's just interesting how, you know, if people can't think in terms of anything other than black and white. You know, hey, well, what do you think about that? Well, it's a lot better than being in a wheelchair. Or being on your deathbed, is there anything besides, anything in between that, black or white? How about a healthy shade of gray or something like that? Anyway, so, you know, that's pretty obvious too, right? Because people haven't figured out, and again, they can be good people, smart people, you know, how they prioritize how to make that money. Maybe other things are important. Maybe they don't just realize the combination, you know, how to allocate their time and energy and thoughts. It has nothing to do with what kind of person they are, their morality. It's just, you know, putting the puzzle together. You can't hang around broke people and hear them talk about the challenge and all the bad stuff and whatever it is they're going through, the reasons why over and over again. Somehow, some way, you got to get yourself in the presence of people who have figured it out. Hopefully someone who's like you that said, hey, I used to think the way you did, man, but I just had enough. And so I just took the leap of faith. I hung around this mentor who figured it out. And man, here I am. It took a long time. It took a lot of figuring things out, challenging myself. But man, when I finally got it, I got it. It was the thinking. It was in my thinking more than it was the strategy, right? Just like the fitness analogy that I used, right? So you got to hang around, somehow become worthy enough, add value to their life, to hang around people who have figured it out. And then I'm telling you, if you've struggled financially for a long time, and then you go to that other side, it's not going to feel comfortable. You're going to say, whoa, 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 wait a second. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. You know, like the analogy that I used yesterday. No, you're wrong, Mr. Multimillionaire. Fighting for the $10 phone bill, it's because the principal. Let me tell you how this works. What? You're going to tell me how it works? The multimillionaire told you the thoughts that it takes to have that wealth. And you're going to tell him how he should think? You? Really? So you're going to have to just sit there and it's going to feel uncomfortable. You're not going to agree, but you have to keep your mind open because you're so sick and tired of being broke. That may take some time before it sinks in, but it's not going to sink in if you hang around people who are going through that same challenge as you. It's just going to reinforce all the negativity and it's so impossible attitude that you already have. You don't need to hear it over and over again from the people who are struggling just like you, right? And I can use so many examples in the bodybuilding world as I was going through it. You know, whether it's bodybuilders, I remember, they used to just complain, bodybuilders should get paid more money for getting exposure and all this kind of thing, right? And the thing about it is, if you hang around all the local, they're doing something wrong. You know, I'll tell you, if you're a bodybuilder and you want to get more exposure, make more money, thinking about your contest, winning your contest, and you're going to say, well, you know, that's not the way to do it. That is not the way to do it. So all your friends that you hang around that are just all into training and eating and winning contests and looking at my physique and posting selfie pictures of them, if you're hanging around people like that and you're all don't have the exposure and aren't able to do all this, there's a reason why. It doesn't. You don't hang around those people because they haven't figured it out. And I'll tell you this. And you're going to say, well, coming from Mr. Six-Time National Champion Bodybuilder, you won your contest. I'm telling you, if you want that exposure, if you want to earn a living, you have to provide value for other people. You got to create information products. You got to do something for people who love fitness and give them value in exchange, not just be the competitor, not just have the body. There's tons of people. But year after year throughout my entire bodybuilding career, I hear that same excuse and they all commiserate and nobody does. Or there's the few who have made it. And just think about here in this bodybuilding fitness world, those few, you know, Jamie Eason, Lane Norton, I don't know, whoever, Mike O'Hearn. There are plenty of examples. There are people who did it differently than the way you and all your friends think, right, is the way to make it. And instead of sitting back and analyze, well, what did they do? Somehow hang on their Facebook page or, you know, study their careers. You know, how did they do it? You'll find out that they did exactly what I'm telling you. And, oh, well, they were lucky, this and that. Nah, just telling you, right? So, you know, I hear this, and just read this on a message board recently. It was about, should natural bodybuilders get paid more than drug-free or steroid-using bodybuilders? Yeah, they should, you should. See, that isn't happening. That has never happened. And I'm telling you again, this is Skip, who seems to be thinking differently than the masses, right, is that it has nothing to do with steroids or not steroids. I'm telling you, it doesn't have to do with that. It's about the passion and fervor that somebody goes for something, right? I don't care how crazy something, I don't care if it's riding, I don't know, unicycles. I don't care if it's disco dancing. I don't care if it's taking steroids for bodybuilders or if you're a drug-free bodybuilder. Your success, your ability to attract other people comes from your level of passion that you really go for. People may not want to do what you do, but man, if they see that you're crazy passionate about it, that is attractive. And it's my opinion that a lot of natural bodies, all they do is like talk about what they don't want to do and how they're not doing these things, right? Now, I know it sounds to them that I'm pro-natural body, but they're really anti-steroid. And that's really their message, anti-steroid. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But the reason why that doesn't catch on with the masses, it's because it's not inspiring. Because you've already don't take steroids. So everybody goes, okay. All right, I don't take steroids. Okay, I accomplished the real major message is to don't take steroids. It's very easy not to take steroids, right? The message, which I believe, is crazy, passionate, accomplish. Don't even mention, that's who you are. Just go for it, right? You don't have to constantly pound what you're not and how the other people are liars and cheaters or whatever. I'm telling you, in my opinion, people are driven by people who just totally go for it. They're going for the positive. They're reaching for the stars. They're not talking about, yeah, but I don't take steroids. Yeah, I just think that's the message. So you hang around people who have that same attitude, you're just going to suffer the same fate. There are people, you know, who have accomplished what you want to accomplish. You got to hang around those people. And really the point of this podcast that I really want to talk about, those are just examples, are that, you know, if you want to make love, intimacy, connection, okay, if you don't have that in your life and you really want it, you want to have people who you trust and can depend on, right? You want to feel that warmth. And let's provide that you really know what that feels like, right? Maybe you don't know what it feels like, but it's something that you've determined that's what you really want and you don't have it right now. The last thing you want to do is hang around that single woman who's been single her whole life that has had boyfriend after boyfriend, right? Or that single guy, right, who thinks all women are bitches or whatever, right? The last thing you want to do is hang around a website or, you know, a Facebook page or a podcast or whatever of people who are going through the same challenge as you, and they commiserate about how the deck is stacked against them, how it's screwed, how it's bullshit, this and that, right? There are people who have figured it out, right? There are people who have figured it out, and you need to get yourself in that company, right? And sit there. It's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel counterintuitive. You're going to say, they don't understand me, man. That's not my situation. It's easier for them. You're going to have all those thoughts, right? But you got to just sit there and be patient. It will sink in, hopefully sooner rather than later, right? But the last thing you want to do is hang around people who are struggling just as much as you, right? You got to get in the company of people who have actually, who have overcome your challenges, right? And I'm telling you, many people have, whether it's with the physique or with the financial or with the relationships, you know, those are pretty much the three big categories in life. Just because it seems like they have got it all, it's really working for them, right? Don't assume that they were just born that way. They had it so much easier than you. Don't assume that. They may make it look easy, but the reason why maybe they're so good at it is because they struggled with it, you know, so much before in the past, right? You got to hang around somehow. Again, I know it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to remind you of everything you're not for a while if you hang around those people who have achieved what you haven't achieved. Another example, again, since we're bodybuilding and fitness, is I see this all the time with natural bodybuilding. You know, it's just getting more and more with YouTube and Facebook. There's mess who natural or not, he's on drugs, nobody's on drugs, all these natural. And they go on and on and on and on, right? And they commiserate. And they group together. Now, again, if you are drug-free, you're committed to being drug-free, which I totally believe 99% of the people in your gym, in your circles, hell, on your website are drug-free. It's just the 99% like to focus on the one and commiserate and complain and point fingers at that 1%, right? But if you're drug-free, you're committed to being drug-free, and you want to have a great physique, right? Somehow, some way, you got to put yourself in the company of those people who are drug-free. Take that leap of faith. Again, I know if you've been, don't want to believe anybody in life is who they say they are, you got to watch other people. You know, you've got this mantra of how life works, right? You know, you got to take that leap of faith. What the hell do you have to lose? What, your heart's going to be crushed? You know what? You know, how badly do you want to get to that other side? Right? You can't hang around the people who think it's so impossible and everybody's liars and cheaters and on and on. It's just not the way that it works. That's why people, it's so hard for people to break out of their situation because it's so easier to hang around other people who think the same way. You got to fight that. You got to be counterintuitive. And I think, you know, what my point is I'm finding myself, you know, more and more, this is the growth. This is what's exciting for me. It's more and more this guy who had the strict parents and the Catholic school upbringing, the conformist, is evolving to seeing where the masses are going, right? And not just being different to being different, but understanding how that way of thinking doesn't work, how I used to think that way, that doesn't work, right? Just some things for you to think about on this Morning Connection podcast. Going off on a little ramble, and I didn't even really talk about the point that I really wanted to talk about. But I'm going to, got plenty of time, right, connecting every single morning. So, hey, thank you for listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Hey, thank you for supporting my efforts. Thank you for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.